Diabetes Breakthrough.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama says his campaign will not apologize to Mitt Romney over an aide's comment about the Republican presidential candidate's time at Bain Capital. An Obama campaign advisor said Romney could face a felony charge if he made false filings to a government regulator about how long he was in charge of the firm. Stephanie Cutter tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Please do. Wow. You want to go ahead and check it out, please? It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. You'd like to follow me on my Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
True that.
Speaking of other people's heads, we got a few stories pulled up on Sons of Liberty Media. That's our media page. So when you log in to Sons of Liberty Radio, it's SOL Media. The French party to sue Madonna over a swastika image. And here's a great example of how liberal, crazy, mentally ill people like Miss Madonna
for serious
goes out. And what she does is she takes the conservative party of France and she puts a swastika on top of their head, liking them under Hitler, not realizing that it's the leftists that are the ones that take that ideology and apply it. And they're doing it right now in our country.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's those conservatives.
You have the criminals decrying the righteous.
Calling them criminals.
It's the old saying, as the libs do today, shout and shoot, number one. Number two is pull their hair, punch them in the face, and then cry victim.
Yep.
I said, by the way, isn't Madonna, isn't she the one that also basically said with homosexuality, just keep it out in front of the people because sooner or later they'll accept it?
Yeah, yeah. They'll buy into it. And
she's writing books for little kids across the world now.
Yeah. And then she's become an author.
And then the more you sell out, the more people promote you.
Well, it looks like it in her case,
globalist,
for sure.
Yeah.
But this particular government in France.
She's friends with Hillary Clinton's kid.
Oh, I'm sure.
Chelsea.
Yeah, good friendship.
Probably the only one that would hang out with her.
Could be.
That's what I was thinking.
I do feel bad for Chelsea.
A little bit.
But I've never met her personally. You know,
if I ever seen Hillary, I'd have to slap her, though, because of the way she dresses her kid.
Ooh.
That bothers me.
Bad.
Dick, I got a question for you. How do you think I'm doing on the radio anyways?
I think you're doing good.
Really?
I think it's pretty...
it was your guys' idea
think
in the first place.
The fruit of it explains it all. I mean, if our numbers are doubling...
Well, if my fruit...
across the country...
If my fruit justifies me or condemns me...
Hey, you got some right here. I'm a little fruity.
That's what I was just going to say.
I'm a little fruity. Fruit on the radio. There's fruit everywhere.
I don't know how that justifies me, but... Well, we got a bunch of fruit. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
That's right.
Okay.
We're all apples.
Yes.
Not those tares that are sown among wheat.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
But Madonna is a tare. But look at how the government in France is willing to take her to court to bring justice for what she's doing. It's not freedom of speech to make a ruler of a country and put a swastika on their forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. But
demonizing them for what's right.
It kind of reminds me of Hillary Clinton a little bit. Like when she goes over to different countries and she polices the world,
yeah,
she knocks down, you know, certain kings in Egyptian countries and I'm sorry, in Egypt and you know those other.
So now she's over there right now, and this is again on Sensitive Media.
No, but isn't it interesting that people, the American people, think that that's her job to go around and tell her who to demote and who to promote?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy stuff.
It seems to me
that's not our place, folks. We're not called to police the world.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so here you have, now get this. This is the irony of this. She goes over to Egypt, gets protested, things thrown at her, whatnot.
Yeah, Monica.
That's right. Monica. Oh, skeletons in the closet.
Yeah. Wow. So, isn't it interesting? She's over there implementing Muslim Brotherhood leadership in other countries, and she decries those that are not the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, she's also the same lady that's trying to disarm America with the UN.
Mm-hmm. She's involved in all this.
But if you go back a little further, isn't she the one that was decrying Obama, like during their little WWF
against ring each other?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
She was just going after him, and now he's like, I don't know, it's like
whatever
Obama's best friend or something.
Yeah, whatever it takes to move forward. Because
she's smiling all the time, and she acts like it's her birthday or something.
I do believe. I don't think Hillary Clinton likes Obama at all.
I don't think Hillary Clinton likes Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, or Bill.
Hey, you know what?
I don't think she likes Bill either.
I'm in the same boat with her, though, because I don't like her neither.
Yeah. So she goes there, and this is what she says. We need to have religious tolerance, Christian religious tolerance.
When they say that, you know what they're really saying, right? Intolerance.
She wants it for Christian minorities in Egypt.
Oh.
That's what she's over there talking about.
She's so loving.
Women and secular liberals who fear restrictions.
Women.
If the fundamentalist brotherhood wields power.
Wow.
Then why in the world does the president, you know, that she works for, she's the Secretary of State.
Right.
Why is he promoting Islam?
Smiling like it's her birthday all the time.
And why is he saying that we are so compatible with Islam here in America when she's over there saying, well, you know, there's a couple things wrong, guys.
Yeah.
And then she gets protested. Why is she over there in the first place?
See, now you bring me over to Fort Hood
media.
Right now with that joker that killed some of our brothers.
Real compatible, isn't it?
Yeah. And Islam President America. Obama doesn't want to acknowledge that they're Muslim extremists.
That's right.
Well, if he says he doesn't want to address it, then I guess everybody else in America should just shut up,
exactly.
too.
So, Hillary, go to Egypt.
We'll come back in just a couple minutes here right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The Liberty got Bradley and Jake. Yeah, I got you. We were talking about lovely Hillary Clinton.
That's Hillary.
Hill of beans. Go ahead. Continue on, brother.
Seeing what other countries think of what our lovely secretary is doing over in other countries, meddling along. First of all, she has no business being over
there. She's loitering.
Sick, yeah.
Dick, she's a nuisance.
She's a nuisance.
If it wasn't the case, then why did they start saying Monica? They were mocking her.
That's right. And yeah. Most people now most people think that she's going over there right now because of this radical Islamic Brotherhood that's in charge. And she needs to make sure that, you know, other people are more fair like our country is.
Right.
And that's why she's going over there.
Her version of what fair is.
But then why in the world is she working for one of the most pro-Islamic presidents ever in history?
Who claims he's a Christian, but who held to his Muslim name?
And
disregarded.
Nobody knows
where he came from?
Yeah. And disregarded our Christian
heritage.
Maybe
he's just an overgrown fetus with big ears.
Could be. He does have big ears. That is correct.
He'll tell you that.
He even said that when he's in Disney World. He said,
right.
I feel comfortable here because I'm not the only celebrity with big ears.
Celebrity.
Like that. Yeah. Public person, public figure.
He thinks highly of himself, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Well, that's why we're here, to make sure that we knock him down a couple levels.
You know, and speaking of him, as it comes up, if you've got a business.
Are you talking about Curious George?
The celebrity, the big ear guy.
Gotcha.
Celebrity.
Gotcha.
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Man, you got to be out of your... Brother, you got to be out your mind.
That's the quote. Folks, you can find it. Sons of Liberty Media. SOL Media, right on our homepage.
Do you know what? In his confusion, he blurts out the truth. He really believes that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So if they didn't do it, I mean, we're going to have to trace this back to, okay, then who really did it?
Well, Karl Marx.
You know, because he birthed this country.
Benito Mussolini.
To go back
Adolf Hitler.
To then you have to
Joseph
go to
Stalin. Mao Zedong.
What have they built?
Nothing.
And created of this America.
No, they just
think about it.
They pillage people with money and they live off it as long as they can, and then they destroy themselves.
And then the country gets destroyed. And
that's right.
Like, how can we do this again? Oh, okay. We'll return to godly principles.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll restore God and our foundation. Then we'll get all the wealth and prosperity, and we'll have peace.
Then
and
we'll then forget
we can
God again.
Destroy it again.
Well, John Adams said that. He said that decadence follows luxury.
That's right.
Correct.
So when a parasite is done sucking off of whatever it is, because it's a parasite, it feeds.
Parasite, yeah.
And that's what these type of that's the type of economy that he's created.
Parasite sucks the life out of other living beings.
That's right.
To feed
parasitical
them, to fill his empty, right. worthless life.
Right. So
it's kind of like the haves and the have-nots. Uh-huh. Some have life, and the have-nots suck on those that have
that's
life.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I've heard of this. This is a philosophy that somebody tried to use.
Yeah. Saul Alinsky.
Would that be a communist philosophy? So anybody who creates wealth, as Obama says.
By the way, if you want to really link that to the core, you know, Saul Alinsky actually gave credit to Satan in his book. And Obama doesn't deny that.
The ultimate nihilist.
That's right.
What does Satan want to do? Steal?
Kill. Destroy.
Destroy.
John 10:10, yeah.
So not build up, not bring life. Not, as a matter of fact, what's the Standard Declaration? Real truth be self evident. All men are created equal. Not created, created. Equal.
You can say created. It's okay once in a while.
It depends, I guess.
You know, it's good but when you say it, then I got a reason to go after you.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm the fruit.
That's right.
Life, liberty.
And fruity he is.
Property, yeah. Pursuit of happiness, contrary to steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, kill takes away life. Destroy takes away...
what you built, or what could be built.
And stealing takes away...
from somebody that has something.
Property?
Yeah.
So destroy your liberty, steal your property, and kill your life.
Right.
Diametrically opposed. But anyway,
maybe that's
President
why
Obama,
he's for homosexuality and abortion. Yeah.
Even if it means
pillaging
so.
This country economically.
Yep.
And demoralizing them all the more.
But
so
sending people
right, go ahead.
To other countries to make sure that they don't do that.
Right. Well, that's what George Washington did. You know, because when there was a war back then, he sent others in his stead.
That's right.
No.
Oh, no,
of course,
he didn't.
That's right.
Neither did Andrew Jackson, the guy we just talked about last.
That's true heroism.
So that's what a commander-in-chief is supposed to do.
That's right. Not order everybody else to do it.
That's
no,
right.
A leader goes before him.
Yep.
And he leads the way.
Should know what he's doing, too.
Yeah.
And is there any reason
but
why he's still
in office
today?
But I bet because we're saying that we're probably racist. Don't you think?
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Didn't you hear Holder
the
other day?
Madonna's not racist.
No. Can I go over to Holder for a second?
Yeah.
NAACP.
I just saw a movie last night that reminded me of him.
Are you talking about that guy from Ice Age, Sid?
Yeah, Sid.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing.
I think he's a slut.
You know, billions and billions of years ago, that's where they evolved from, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Folks, the Earth is 6,000 years old. Why? Because God said it. That's enough for me. I get it.
Pretty simple. Is that too simple?
I think so. Sometimes for people it is.
It's beautifully simple.
Yeah. People like to complicate things. We know what philosophy is, right? As James Madison rightly said, father of our Constitution.
Common sense with big words.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to get a dictionary to figure out what in the world is he talking about.
So did you want to add on to what you were talking about with Hillbillybeans?
We were done with Hillary a while ago. We're done with Hillary. We're done with Madonna. But, folks, you can read on these stories, and I encourage you to, on solmedia.com. Sons of Liberty Media.
Why did you feel for Chelsea?
I felt for Chelsea just because, look, she's the product of two people who obviously don't like each other. The only reason that they're married is because of political means. And she had to grow up in that. She didn't choose it. She was just a product of it.
Yeah.
And I do feel
sorry. She hangs out with Madonna, though.
Can't feel sorry for that.
Isn't it interesting Madonna herself should go out there and flaunt herself to the world?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to do that. Or sing in front of little kids talking about, we're going to go to hell and I don't care.
Yep.
This is factual, friends, right?
Yep.
And then on Larry King Live years back, she was asked, well, what does your daughter watch on television? In Madonna's hypocrisy, she said, my daughter's not allowed to watch that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King taken back a little bit, august.
She's a strict disciplinarian, as a matter of
fact.
Isn't
that interesting? Yep. The greatest of hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she was doing her thing, though, that's freedom of expression and freedom of speech.
Isn't it interesting
how you have criminals that know the Constitution, they use it in its perversion.
That's right.
In its backwards definition.
It's totally like the devil.
Why do you think people are getting out of prison all day long? Because they go out and read the law and they pervert it, and they know that the supposed judges of the day will believe what they have to say, and that's good enough for them.
I just read an article the other day. Some man was in prison, and what is he doing right now? He's studying through all the facts of his case, looking for inconsistencies.
Yep.
So rather than being repentant of his sins, he's looking for all the inconsistencies so he can find a perverted lawyer who would love to take his case. And he can find a perverted judge to get it for. And if he can't get it before him, he'll just appeal until he eventually gets one that agrees with him.
That's right.
So that's what a criminal does.
And soft judges produce
hardened criminals.
Isn't that amazing?
And then they get into office. And then people think, well, that's you got to respect the office, right? No, there's no reason why this president is still here. There's no reason why Hillary Clinton is masquerading.
You almost said
Hill
of Beans, didn't you?
I almost did.
Yes, you did. I know.
I got stuck in my mind.
No, that's why people listen, because we're influential.
Influential.
Yes.
I'm being influenced.
Yes.
But what I will not be influenced by is Mr. Barry Obama and Mrs. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Nor Mrs. Madonna.
Mrs. Madonna.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
I wonder what her real name is, anyways.
I don't know. She doesn't want anybody to know about it.
You know, as you were talking
I probably wouldn't either.
Criminals studying what the law is. Yeah. You look at how the devil came to tempt Christ in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? He studied the word.
He perverted the word.
He used the word.
Yes, he did.
With this perversion.
Yep.
And how much more destructive is that?
Yep.
It'd be one thing if he came up and just...
Oh my gosh. Carrie, pull this up for me, please. You got me on something right now. Did you hear Biden the other day bringing up the word of God?
Really?
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about offensive? Oh, you want to know what Madonna's real name is, friends? You ready for this? Louise Ciscone. Louise Ciscone. Dude, I wouldn't want anybody to know my name if it was Louise neither. I think her parents were angry with her.
Yeah.
Angry elves.
Maybe that's why she's trying to get back at the world or something.
She definitely is trying to get back at the world. She's angry.
Yeah.
You know
that's
why?
Apparent.
If she didn't get her coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her mug that says Luis on it.
You know what her mug is? It's got a mirror on it.
A mirror mug?
It's a mirror mug, so she can look at herself all the time. Someone's got to look at her.
That's true.
I can't handle her.
I can't either. And folks, when you read the story, just read it quick and then shut it off. Fast. Fast.
Very. Yeah. I'm waiting for that piece
so
to get
Biden's,
that up.
Biden's preaching the Bible, huh?
Oh, yeah, just like a Pelosi?
Uh-huh. The word.
No, we're just kind of flying off the cuff here, friends.
The word.
That's right.
Oh,
you
the
got
word.
It? Okay, we got to take a break here. But you know what? Let's go on this vein. I was going to talk today about how grandma rocks, and I was going to talk today about how we need to take a look at who we are 40, 50, 60 mm-hmm. years ago.
Yes.
To show you what it was like before we had to deal with all of this corruption coming from the government that the American people have allotted the space to become corrupt in. And when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in this piece. Can we get up Pelosi, too? You remember that? We get Pelosi, Obama, when he's mocking scripture, he likes to do that. And then Biden. You guys want to hear what the devil sounds like when he quotes scripture?
There you go.
That's what we'll do, is we'll play it for you so you can hear for yourselves.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. When we come back, we'll take some of these phone calls. We'll see you in a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Sons of Liberty, folks, 1-877-807-9977. Now, we're getting some phone calls, but, folks, you got to stick to topic. I said stick to topic. Yeah? You like that? Boy, guys. No sense of humor here at all, is there? Stick to topic, get it? You know? Like, where does the Bible talk about baseball? In the big inning? In the beginning. In the beginning. Right? All right. Let's go in here. Jake, can I ask you a serious question? Do you feel like smacking me? It's one of those days. 101 degrees in the state of Minnesota. This show is going forward.
It's hot.
It's real hot.
It's hot.
Do you guys want to be appalled for a couple minutes here? Because if this doesn't appall you, nothing will. Folks, this is Vice President, VP, worthless himself. This guy is the pith and marrow, the epitome of politician.
Uncle Joe?
Yeah. Remember when he turned and swore and the mic picked it up? He said, this is a big effing deal. Talking about Obamacare. Well, sure, it's a big deal. This is a big scam. A lot of bonuses went around for those criminals, huh?
Oh.
But listen to this guy talking at the NAACP. Listen.
Did they play the organ?
This is not the same double NAACP. It's not the same people as the one that Martin talked to, I'm telling you. MLK. He's one of my favorites.
What's it? Plessy versus Ferguson.
What's that?
Plessy versus Ferguson. The case, the decision to.
You got to stay on topic. If you want to be on the radio program here, you got to stick to topic.
It's NAACP, Plessy versus Ferguson.
Okay. You guys want to hear them? And then we'll take these calls. 1-877-807-9977. Ready? Bin Laden. Oh, I almost said Bin Laden. Sorry.
Osama Biden?
I did. I almost said
Obama Biden?
No, a lot of people thought that was weird. Osama Bin Laden. You have Obama. Remember back in the day, folks, at the beginning of the dictator wannabe's reign? Remember when he was being introduced, people started calling him Osama?
I would.
And he'd get up to the mic and say, it's Obama. Purpose. But people got that mixed up with Osama bin Laden and Obama Biden. Mm-hmm. People thought that was strange.
Very strange.
It is strange.
I still think it's strange.
You know what I think is strange? What I'm going to play for you right now. Go ahead and play that.
As we see America, we're in the words of the scripture.
Oh.
What you do unto the least of my brethren, you do unto me.
Where's the organ? Barack Obama says, we are our brother's keeper.
Yeah.
We are our sister's keeper. We have an obligation.
Folks, can I say...
Hang on.
Can I say, dealing with the baser sort...
Whoever would cheer
staying
for
in
that.
Front of the people that have been so dummied down to believe anything that comes out of these guys' mouth.
Mm-hmm. And then scripture.
He talks about scripture. There's the devil reciting scripture.
Yeah.
Well, one of them anyways.
Yeah.
Right? The right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's play what was right before it, and you tell me how godly, as to the topics that he's talking about. You ask me if he's unifying the people or if he's dividing the people in an unrighteous sense or in a righteous sense. Go ahead and play that.
Fire. Let me close, my friends, by saying I want you, I mean this sincerely, just close your eyes and imagine. Imagine what the Romney Justice Department will look like. Imagine when his senior advisor on constitutional issues is
Moore. Stop. Let's do that again. Mr. Biden, it's constitutional issues, not constitutional issues. All right, let's just rewind a little bit.
I don't think he's used to saying the word constitutional.
This is one of those let it all hang out days, okay, friends? We're just having fun today. We're sticking to topic. Whatever topic comes to mind. All right? Let's go ahead and listen to Mr. Skippy again. Come on.
My friends, by saying, I want you, I mean this sincerely.
Close your eyes.
Just close your eyes.
Hallelujah.
And imagine.
Just imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
He feels your heart being warm.
What the Romney Justice Department will look like. Imagine when his senior advisor on constitutional issues is Robert Bork.
Constitutional issues.
Imagine the recommendations for who is likely to be picked as Attorney General or the head of the Civil Rights Division.
Civil rights.
Or those other incredibly positions of justice.
Hang on a second. What is civil rights? What is civil rights, Jake?
I actually don't know. I'm looking it up right now on my iPhone to see if it...
Maybe that's the vice president's version of civil.
I can't... No, I can't find it.
I mean, is this guy supposed to be magnifying the... Yeah, I just got caught in it, didn't I?
Uh-oh.
This guy's supposed to be magnifying the Constitution of the United States, friends. He's supposed to know the Constitution of the United States, and he can't even say the word Constitution?
I just don't think he's practiced it enough.
That's like Batman without a cape or a mask.
That's true. Could you imagine that?
No.
Spider-Man flinging around.
Stop. I'm stopping my ears. I'm not going to hear that. Anything but Batman.
I need to stop now.
All right.
You know, as he talks about constitutional issues.
In simul. Yes. Constitutional in simul.
Yeah. Simul rights. I'm just wondering.
Maybe we should get him a little drool cup for his mouth. And he says that. What is he doing?
He's
appealing to the baser sort.
Down.
Is really what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell that because they're cheering for him and what he's saying. They probably also cheer for a man that says, you built a factory out there? Good for you.
Do you want to hear Pelosi? This will please everybody. Oh, by the way, if anybody out there thinks that I'm being immature, this is important. If anybody thinks that I'm immature right now, remember Elijah did this on a Mount Carmel.
Did she talk about constitutional issues?
Yeah, he did.
She did?
Totally.
Okay. Then I want
to
hear
What we're going to have to do is slow that down. Maybe what we can do is we can put like some racial slurs in that if we like omit certain portions of our radio show
mm-hmm.
and just slow them down and then make it sound like You just made some racial comments.
Hold on, hold on. NBC's calling me right now. Yeah, I needed that work done on that editing. Can you get that done for?
That's right. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, I'm back with you. We can get that. We can get that done.
Do you want to hear Lovely herself?
Miss Lovely.
Princess Pelosi.
You know, sometimes people have to help her along, you know, just in thought.
Did you know that? I don't know if you know this or not, but she was in a movie back in the 30s.
What?
Yeah. Wizard of Oz. Oh. You ever see where the house fell on that witch?
The witch of the East or West or something like that? Does she have those kind of shoes? Maybe that's why she's so mad. Somebody ganked her shoes from her.
She does have those sparkly shoes on.
And somebody stole them, and she's about to get even.
Totally.
Now I understand.
Okay. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
I know people do.
I can hear. All right. I'll hear.
This is Princess Pelosi.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word. And that word...
Do you know the word?
We have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping
making religious institutions
of the word.
The word.
Fund
the word.
Abortions.
Isn't it a beautiful word when you think of it?
Dude, I am telling you, she is a sick one.
Think about those values. And then she says it's my Catholic faith that helps me support Obamacare.
I think what we should do is put a Bible in her hand and send her over to a Muslim nation.
Go preach the word.
Totally.
It's important. We got to preach the word.
Look what you've done.
Nancy, not now. Don't take her call. Heather, hang up. I don't want to hear from her at all.
There's too many technical difficulties.
You know what? Let the dog in, but kick the witch out. We don't want her here. All right, cool. Thank you. What about when Al Gorp, remember that guy? The global warming scam artist?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You mean the guy who got a Nobel Peace Prize in exchange for just letting the Bush election go?
Is there any credibility left with the Nobel Peace Prize anymore? That got washed down the toilet a long time ago, friends.
I mean, Mr. Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize, I heard, too.
That's what I'm saying. Peace for what?
A piece of...
The cake?
Maybe.
Got to be. Do you remember when Al Gorp? Do you remember when Al Gorp was talking about the word, and he cited John 16:3? Folks, do you guys know what John 16:3 says? And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me.
That makes sense.
He transposed the numbers. He tried to say John 3:16, but he said it.
Yeah, makes sense.
It came out of his mouth, dude.
Favorite scripture.
Totally.
16:3.
I think these are like all constitutional Christians.
Was he
too.
Saying that at an NAACP conference?
No, I think he said that probably when they're being snowed on in Washington, D.C. last year.
During the global warming, of course.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. When God bore witness to himself and exposed their lie to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, isn't it?
Those polar bears. We really need to do something about them, though.
We'll save the polar bears.
I mean, you do know there is global warming, right? I mean, you're not one of those crazy people that doesn't think it exists.
I'm in Minnesota right now, and it's 101 degrees. It's got to be. They got to be right. Well, I know 20 years ago they were talking about how the world is freezing over.
Uh-huh.
Now they're talking about how it's overheating.
Well, you know, it was, but then we couldn't tax anybody for freezing over. So then we thought, hey, global emissions, then we can place a tax, then we can fund the United Nations, then we can have a new world order a lot quicker because now we'll have money.
Right. And we'll have the American people pay for their own demise.
Yeah, because, I mean, every other country...
I mean, everybody believes Al Gorp and...
Of course.
VP Biden.
He got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Constitutionist. In the sense... He's talking about, you know, Civil rights
in the global government.
And then we got Al Gore talking about the word.
Saving the polar bears, because we need polar bears in the New World Order.
I think so. As long as we got Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we are going to pick up these calls right when we come back. Homes to brush them bears.
Oh, okay.
1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, if you'd like to check us out, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got some phone calls here, and we need to take them. But before I do that, someone just called in and said, why aren't you talking about the small arms treaty with the UN? We have been. Didn't you hear us talking about Hill of Beans? And how she acts like it's her birthday. That's why she's smiling all the time and... She's best friends with...
She gets free airfare around the world, too.
She totally does. Mm-hmm. First class.
Yeah, she's,
and she's
smiling.
And guess what? She's best friends with you-know-who. I'm not going to say.
Mm. Keep it a secret.
Totally. But we, whoever just called in and brought that to our attention, we talked about that last Friday. And if you'd like to check that out, just go ahead and on our podcast and sonsoflibertyradio.com and check that out. We did talk about that.
And we appreciate it.
And we'll stay on top of it. It's important stuff. There's no question about it. Folks, they're trying to disarm you.
Yep.
And we got a video, as a matter of fact, just on behalf of that last caller. Why don't we go ahead and throw up a 56 million people exterminated in the name of gun control by their governments.
Right on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Can you throw that up?
I'll put it up now.
I'm not telling you to throw up. I'm saying, can you throw that up?
Oh. Please. You know, I was thinking, you know, if I was brushing my hair at the end of the last break.
With the polar bears?
Would I have to share my comb with the polar bears then?
Probably. It would be theirs. Yeah. It belonged to the government. It wouldn't belong to anybody but the,
you know,
not even the bears.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. It wouldn't. I'm just still debating on this thought about how, you know, if you're successful and you build your own company, that, you know, you did it because you were manufacturing goods that the rest of us paid for those roads to, you know,
Jake, that's
bring
a,
that back and forth.
Okay, can we turn over into serious mode real quick? Folks, you need to listen to the severity.
This is insane.
Of what Obama just said. Listen, this is not the mind of an American.
No, it's not.
Go ahead and read that slow, Jake, please. Not too slow.
This is on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty, but this is a speech he just made. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. He says, quote, "You built a factory out there? Good for you.
But I want to be clear.
You moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for. You hired workers the rest of us paid to educate. You were safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces the rest of us paid for. You didn't have to worry that manufacturing bans would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone to protect against this because of the work the rest of us did.
Dude, that's in other words, what he's saying, nothing belongs to you. Hmm? Listen to what he said. And this is the guy that's stealing from the taxpayers, the haves, and giving it to the have-nots.
To create a country where there is no liberties.
And this is a guy that's never even ran a candy store successfully.
It's true.
And he's telling you
he's going to tell you, the business owner, this is what's going on.
Isn't it amazing how that works?
This is what's going
on. People that have no experience, man, they're the first ones that tell you how everything works.
I got to think about this. Once a man builds a company, it's a multi-million, billion-dollar corporation. Those corporations get taxed. Does none of that money go to pay for the roads again? I mean, if you have a company in a town, does that not provide jobs so that people can introduce commerce and bring commerce to that town to then have their paychecks taxed to build roads? And it seems to me without those companies, the roads don't exist. The education doesn't exist. Right. Nothing exists.
Right.
But he's saying it the other way around, like a parasite would, right?
He's sick.
The parasite is saying to the animal, you need me to keep sucking
That's
the
right.
life out of you.
When, in fact, he's the one sucking the life out of you.
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
No, that's exactly
right. The parasite is sitting on the animal saying,
he's acting like what you have, America, was given to you by him.
That's right. By the parasite.
That's right.
The parasite saying to the animal, you wouldn't be living if it wasn't for me, as he depletes all of the life out of him.
That's right.
That's exactly what he's saying.
That's sick.
It is sick.
I don't like to use the word sick too much, but you know what? When I use the word sick, it's to the extreme of this guy's out of his mind.
Sick in the head, mentally ill.
And now he's trying to disarm you, America. Just think about that.
So why would he try to do that? I don't know. I mean,
well, maybe because all the guns belong to him, too.
Oh.
You think?
Yeah, because we had to.
Do you think he's trying to hurry up and push everything through because he knows he's in trouble?
Seems to me he's in a hurry.
Yeah. It's like he's taking Pepto-Bismol right now or something. Trying to get everything out of his
system.
Move
it through. Get it through.
Yeah.
Get some prunes, too. Get it through. Just move it through.
I don't think his wife's ever used Pepto-Bismol.
No.
No.
It just gets caught, you know, just right at the end. It just gets caught.
I think so. Totally. And it stops right there.
That's a thought.
It is a thought. You got Dave, Bradley, and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, I think I remember back in fourth grade when they were telling me in science class that wasn't it that plants that need CO2? How is it that this is killing the earth when we need plants to survive?
Right.
Or maybe I'm just completely off base.
No, I mean, if I'm you ventriloquist that works for George Soros and I want a one-world government, I'll believe anything you tell me. But I know exactly what you're saying. Crazy stuff, yeah? Can you explain yourself to the listener a little bit more, though, from your perspective?
I mean, to me, it's like every time that they come out with their great idea, it has nothing to do with that idea at all.
Unless it works for them.
Exactly. But it's always about money to them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really care about your health with this health care bill. They care about your money.
And your control. Control, too. Because control's at the end of it.
Well, you have money answereth all matters.
Yep.
Yeah. No, Dave's right.
Yeah.
I think Dave's the best.
Yeah.
Dave?
Dave, you couldn't work.
I got a couple more phone calls to take really quick, and I thank you for your consistency here, my friend. I really do. We got Crystal calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, it's kind of off topic now, but earlier when you were talking about, like, Obama and Madonna being the leaders of the day.
Oh, hang on a second, Crystal.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to take your call.
I know saying that they were the leaders, but they act like the leaders. And
she can just ignore me.
Completely opposite. We need to, that's where the Christians need to rise up and become the leaders. That's the job of Christians, and I think it's really awesome that you and Jake do that.
Thank you.
Because there are very few that do that.
No, you're right. You know what? The church dropped the ball on five decades. Okay? Their posterity, their kids, trying to wake these people up are trying to resurrect the self-righteous Pharisees of the day. The only thing Christ could do with them is judge them. And 40 years later, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And that's where we're at today.
Can I say something, too? If you are a Christian, you are a leader. You can't help it.
Exactly.
You just are.
We're not followers. We're leaders for Christ. So
yeah.
What did Jesus do? Did he walk around and follow everyone else? No, he was a leader, and that's what we as Christians need to do. That's what the church needs to do.
Amen.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Keep leading, Crystal.
Yeah, this is awesome. I like this.
Do radio.
That's right, do radio. Do radio.
That's right.
Not do radio.
Get it done.
Do it. Thank you for your call, Crystal. God bless you, ma'am. Folks, if you'd like to check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll take your phone calls for the next 3 minutes here. We got Justin calling from, again, Minnesota. Welcome to the show. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, I was just going to say really quick, it's funny how people in politics quote the Bible when the Bible actually contradicts their own lifestyle. And even in Proverbs 16:12, it says that it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness.
That's Amen.
Right. That is exactly right.
Amen. This is great.
And also, Constantine said, "In this sign you shall conquer," and he's talking about Christianity and Christ. And it's conquer. It's not, they don't care about Christ. They care about using it for their own gain to silence those that profess Christ into their corner. And the real Christians are sitting there saying, go forward.
The real Christians are typically persecuted when you have an environment that fosters lawlessness, breaking of the law, where it doesn't exalt the law, because you don't respect the sacrifice. If you don't respect the sacrifice, you have not the love of Christ.
That's right.
You can't be a Christian.
No, look, even in the natural, you have a bunch of people that we just basically uncovered for you on this radio show today, that they have no respect for the sacrifice of your uncles, aunts, mothers, brothers, cousins, whatever the case is, because these people that are in office right now willfully and happily trample the blood of the ratification of that Constitution. They happily trample the sacrifice of your veterans. And the American people happily sit by and allow them to do it. And America, you know what you do. You know what you do if you allow this kind of stuff.
We have the most light that any other nation has had for decades, hundreds of years. We studied history and found it upon a foundation that is immovable.
Real quick, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted.
There you go.
In a nutshell, what do you have, friends? You have Bin Laden, Biden, Osama, Obama, Pelosi, Princess Pelosi, and the rest of the gang.
Hillabeans,
and Madonna.
Yeah, that's right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk at you in 23 hours. See ya.
Great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.